Anita, good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners.
Bernie Shines, is it officially underway yet? I know you've had the launch.
Yeah, no, it starts at the beginning, well, pretty much at the end of this month, I guess, and for the whole of the month of October.
Right, well, that's only a couple of days away, so.
It is, yeah, it is. Yeah.
90 events, I believe, organised. Too many to mention, but what in particular are you looking forward to?
Well, I think this year's Bernie Shines is all about celebrating and enjoying the simple things about living on the northwest coast of Tasmania. We see those as good company, great produce, beautifully defined seasons, beautiful gardens, changing agricultural landscapes, and how the season of spring connects with all of our senses. So this year, some of the highlights, I think, we don't have an emerging artist this year. We have one of our most established artists in Bernie being featured as part of Bernie Shines, and that's Patrick Grieve. So he spent the last 25 years studying and painting the agricultural landscapes of northwest Tasmania, and we're really pleased that he's hosting an exhibition which opens this week at the Bernie Regional Art Gallery. So that's a really great highlight of Bernie Shines. Also, I mean, they're keeping with the theme of gardens. There are a number of plant and garden shows and home and garden shows, cherry blossom festivals at the Rhododendron Gardens, the annual Tulip Festival, which we certainly promote as part of our program, and also the Orchid Show as well in Bernie.
Well, I guess the actual Bernie Show itself this Friday and Saturday is probably a good way to start it, yeah?
Yes, so it kicks off with the Bernie Show, which is a big event on the calendar of Bernie, has been for many, many years. So that's, of course, something to look forward to, and it also touches on our agricultural community as well and the contribution that they make and have done in the past. I think there's also a number of musical events as well, and this year the City of Bernie Brass Band celebrates 125 years, so they're having a number of special concerts around the city during Bernie Shines. This year we're really pleased to be hosting some Live at the Point music events, which are, I guess, continuing on from the Live at the Wharf sessions that are held in Ulverston throughout the year. And so we're giving Bernie Shines patrons the opportunity to experience some great Sunday afternoon sessions of local music. That'll be really good to have that happening on a Sunday afternoon in the city. And I guess the other really important theme of Bernie Shines is about food and savouring the delights of the northwest coast. So there are a number of foodie events on, if you like, and also as part of Bernie Shines, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of our Bernie Arts and Function Centre, which is pretty significant for our cultural institution in our city. And so there'll be a special concert and long table gala lunch as part of that. So we invite people to come along to those. And the special concert's all about celebrating all of the wonderful things that have happened there over the years, and musical events, the talents that have been showcased from our local community, and some of those have gone on to do wonderful things. So that will be a really great celebration for the city. And, of course, the long table gala lunch will celebrate Northwest produce as well. There'll also be some great feasts at the chapel in town and Baltimore Restaurant as well. So, and lots of opportunities to taste Bernie's famous whiskey and cheese, with an event being held up at the Hellier Road Distillery as well.
Very good.
I guess this year, as a new introduction to Bernie Shines, I'm hosting a Mayor's Garden Party on Saturday the 22nd of October, and that will be aimed at raising funds for the Hospice Care Association of Northwest Tasmania. So I invite people to get a ticket to that and come along and enjoy an afternoon in our garden.
So where is that being held?
That's going to be held in our garden.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a number of high teas being held with the Friends of the Museum and the Bernie Coastal Art Group. There's obviously the Bernie Shines Cocktail Party, which is in its final year, so that's a pretty big event for that, celebrating all the wonderful things that they've done over the years, raising money for children with disabilities in our community.
That cocktail party, where's that being held and when?
So that's being held on the 15th of October, and that's at the cinema
right.
In Bernie. Yeah.
Terrific. Now, of course, you've got the Bernie 10, which happens pretty much smack bang in the middle of it all. So that'll be a huge day, as it always is. Thousands and thousands of runners from not only Tasmania but interstate as well, converging on town for that, spending all their money in your town.
Yes, we hope so. Yeah, we hope so. I guess that's important to say, too, that there'll be all of those traditional events like the Bernie Show, which we touched on before, the Bernie 10, and, of course, our children's feature race, 3-2-1 Go, as well. So we look forward to those. And another musical event that's happening is the Bernie Musical Society is presenting Wicked as well. So that's going to be a great show to be held in our city during the month of October as well.
Yeah, so even though it's Burnie Shines, it's basically a festival that incorporates the whole area, isn't it? Because people come from Devonport and they come from Circular Head and all parts to converge on Burnie and enjoy the beautiful weather, hopefully, through October.
Yeah, we warmly welcome people to Burnie during October. And as I said, the theme is spring into it, so you're absolutely right about welcoming in the season and the change of the season. And, of course, we're having the opening of our, the official opening of our Burnie Aquatic Centre, so we hope for warm weather on that day as well. That's on the 15th of October, and we'll be also opening the new PCYC buildings as part of that day. So that's pretty exciting time for the city, and, of course, we'll draw people from right around the region and is now as the indoor aquatic facility is up and running. So
that's the outdoor pool opening will be on the 15th, you say?
Yeah, so the entire complex will be opening on the 15th of October. Yeah.
All right, so over 90 events throughout the month of October, and if you'd like the full program, burnieshines.com is the website. You can also hook into the Burnie City Council website and follow a link there. Anita, thanks for taking our call, and might see you around town during October.
No doubt you will. Plenty on and plenty to see and do. Thank you very much, Darren.
You're welcome.